But daddy, see another one.
Hey, Chandler.
Guys, just switching to call you. How you doing, man? Well, I can't think of anything to say, but I
want to talk to you. You got anything in mind?
What do you do other than work
to
play radio?
Sometimes I sit around and watch TV. Sometimes I'll play guitar. And sometimes I'll just get in my car and look for somewhere to go and do something.
See the guitar? I didn't know that.
The slide guitar.
Cool. Not a lot of people can do that. I wish I could.
What? Anybody can play slide.
Not anybody. I can't read music either, so I don't know anything about it.
I played that year mostly.
Cool. I have to come watch you play sometime.
Hang on a minute now. Hang on. I'm not that famous.
Nothing fancy. I like to see that kind of stuff.
I'll try and send you a video if you want me to.
Sure, just email me one.
There is a house in New Orleans. They call it
Oh, little boy.
Chandler, you got me cracking up over here.
I'm not even, I can't take this shit.
Chandler, I don't know what to say. But you like to play the slide guitar to that?
I like to do that a lot. I like it a lot.
Lord, you got me laughing now this morning.
With these points.
Yeah, one day and you can play a little bit for me. I'd appreciate that.
Definitely. And wait until you see my guitar. This thing is sweet.
A little bit about it.
It's a National Tritone Resonator. National is like Gibson and slide guitar level.
You had it?
I've had it since I graduated high school. I actually got it through the Make-A-Wish Foundation. I have a lot of conditions that won't necessarily kill me, like cancer, but they put me at a higher risk of death just because of my food allergies and stuff. At any moment, I could go into anaphylaxis and die from just the smell of turkey or chicken.
Never heard anybody being allergic to turkey or chicken.
Well, I'm the first person you've met that. Well, you get it.
It stinks because there's lots of chicken out there and lots of turkey. I mean, I don't know what I'd say. I eat a lot of chicken and turkey.
Everybody does. Like, chicken is a very popular food. Thinks is that I can't have wheat either. So imagine trying to find something without wheat or barley in it.
Would be tough because you can't have any kind of bread or anything like that.
Yeah. Imagine trying to eat a peanut butter and jelly sandwich without the bread. Yeah.
I like a spoonful of peanut butter every now and then.
Me too.
I just, when I have nothing other than jelly sandwiches, I have to eat them with, rice crackers.
I asked if that's what you were substituting, was rice crackers for bread.
Be correct. What's your favorite thing to eat, Patrick?
No, to have a favorite food. Never really thought about it. I like good southern home cooking, and it's hard to find anymore.
Southern home cooking, ain't that something you do in the kitchen?
Yeah, used to. You could find it when you went out, though. You could find a place that served that stuff, but not much anymore. Everything's gone to Mexican, Chinese, or Italian, or something else, and you just don't find many of the American-style restaurants around that serve that food anymore.
Sure don't. Next speech.
I'm going to get out of here again. I'm going to say 7-3s for now. You have a good afternoon, and stay safe out there, okay? KO4HKX, clear on your final.
That's KO4WWZ, I am clear on your final as well.
Never mind,
I'm clear. Sorry.
4WWZ, still there? KO4QOD.
Hey, go ahead.
Going on this morning?
Not much. Waiting to get some paperwork from somebody. I'm here in the Ingalls parking lot in Easley.
So you're not working today?
And I'm just doing this in between bus routes. The store's not very far from work.
And how's that bus route stuff going for you?
It's not going bad at all. It's actually going really good.
That's good to hear. You enjoy doing that kind of stuff, I guess?
Yeah, I do. It's not bad. I think I want to try and get me a little bit of a higher-paying job, but I don't mind this job I've got right now.
Under that, you looking at getting behind the wheel of one of them school buses?
That's a minute, Chris.
204-QOG, sitting on the side.
DTY.
How are you doing today, 204-QOG?
Doing all right, Chris. How are you doing?
I'm pretty good myself. Kind of in the middle of working on the ATS website. Figured I'd talk on the radio for a minute.
I actually need to try to talk to you one day about actually trying to maybe purchase something, maybe having you build something for me.
For that, I'll do what I can. You can get up with me on the radio or through chat, either one, pretty much.
Anyway, yeah, I figured I'd try to connect with Chad, and that way I could figure out what's the best options for me and stuff, but yeah. That'd be cool if maybe I can get something built by you if I can afford it, but I thought that'd be really cool.
With y'all I can. Chad's a good one to work through. He's pretty intelligent, all that kind of stuff, too.
Still pretty busy out there?
I'm staying actually too busy. This website stuff, they just changed some things. And they're letting us do a lot of stuff over their website. And it's a little frustrating, time-consuming. But because of that, it's backing me up on everything else, you know. You know how that kind of stuff goes, that time-consuming stuff.
If I have to do with, my business, they've switched it over to online, and, yeah, it gets so frustrating sometimes because
sometimes their websites aren't working quite right, but sometimes it's just so convoluted and confusing, it makes no sense.
They've made a lot of improvements with this website that I'm working on, but I think a lot of it is my internet speed. I think that's the biggest majority of it, but I hear complaints from other people with faster internet, too, so I'm still trying to figure it all out.
Well, I get it. It can be frustrating, especially like you said, if you're working with slow internet, that just makes the problem even worse. But I just heard you on here, and I thought I'd say hi real quick.
Good to hear you. I'll answer you if you holler for me. I got the radio on. Most time I'm just listening.
Well, next time I'll have to holler at you. But let me get back to work. I'll say 7-3s. I'll be on the side.
7-3s, UK4QG. KO4WWZ, you still out there?
4HKX, Chris, you still around?
Still around. Trying to get back in touch with Chandler.
Around in a minute. He's probably out getting those papers he needed.
Under that. Sounded like you was doing a pretty good job before I come on. I heard y'all talking a little bit.
Laughing with him and his singing there. He's doing a good job, but just singing on the radio had me cracking up.
Sounded like he had a pretty good voice coming over the radio. Imagine that kind of degrades it a little bit. Probably sounds better in person. Never heard it, though.
He done a good job. I was impressed.
Especially for how young he is. And he's had to have a little bit of choir training or something, it sounds like.
What you doing now, other than fighting with the internet?
Still trying to work in repairs in between, but I got backed up on some paperwork the other day, so between the paperwork, the repairs, and the website, it's keeping me pretty busy.
Heard much out of you, so I figured you was pretty busy.
That shop I'm working with in the town keeps it that way. And I told them I'm getting backed up and they slack up a little bit. And then next thing I know, there's a busload of more coming in. Can't seem to get it stopped.
The way it is, feast or famine. When you ain't got nothing to do and you're trying to do the other stuff, and that's when you get backed up on your money-making stuff.
That's correct. I guess you see it a little bit in your profession, too.
You get frustrated with it at the time, but you just kind of got to work through it the best you can and move on. That's all we can do.
Hear that big truck running in the background. You working today?
I am off today, getting ready to go over to Pigeon Forge tomorrow with my son, spend the day over there with him to the rod run.
Under that, you'll still be able to hit the repeater from up there, won't you?
Get over across the mountain, I won't be able to hit it.
Surprised me the other night when you told me you could hear me on the simplex. That's the reason why I did what I did, because I knew you couldn't get through to anybody but Ed. And he didn't check in that night. So I was just cheating a little bit, trying to get a message to you. It didn't dawn on me until after you said that, after we hung up from each other, what I actually should have done.
KO4WWZ, I'm going to have to declare I'm stepping into Ingalls. I'll be back shortly.
Jeremy, just keep close to your radio.
I will.
Surprised I could hear you too, but I was kind of figuring I might be able to since I got the new antennas up. And there's a kind of a gap between the mountain in your direction. So maybe we'll have to try that out again a little more later on.
Figured it pretty much had to be your beam, because when we got my beam set up, you still weren't able to hear me, but George seemed to pull your receive in out there a little bit. Really surprised me. Tickled me, too.
No kidding. I was glad to make some contacts in this hole up here that I'm living in.
I want to see if that foliage messes up propagation. If it don't, you won't have to rely on just one person to get messages to you on Simplex. There might be a couple more people, like Gary, not be able to get RF from him, too.
I know Andrew and I made contact Tuesday night on 2 meter sideband Simplex.
I'm going to talk with Chad a little bit next time I got a chance. He's been real busy here lately. I was going to pick his brain on some sideband 2 meter too. Hopefully getting a vehicle set up for it.
Any 2 meter sideband mobile units. I know my 991A, you could do it with it. You could make it a mobile unit. Or the 706 that he's got, it does it. So you could use those two, but then you're putting a HF radio in also. Contact. My first HF contact was on 10 meters to Syracuse, New York. So it works. But whose call was that?
Alexander.
It didn't dawn on me that that was his call right off. Now that you say that, I get it.
You get a lot of interference from the CB channels. I hadn't tried 10 meter out. Had a 10 meter radio back years ago, but it had been converted when I was driving a big truck over the road. And I didn't use a sideband or nothing like that back then. Figured I'd try it out. Now I've got a little bit of knowledge behind me.
This hobby's all about is experimentation. And so far, I'm having fun doing it, so I'm enjoying it. But, Chris, I'm going to jump off here and try to get a few things done, clear the radio so somebody else can use it, and maybe Chandler will be back in a minute. So you take care, and I'll say 7-3s for now. You stay safe out there. KO4 HKX, and I'm clear.
Don't do it. KO4 QLG, I'm clear with KO4 HKX.
WWZ, I'm back.
KO4 WWZ. KO4 QOD, I'm still here too.
Chris.
You got some groceries?
A little treat to take back, gave my cousin Lucas.
For that, did you say a few moments ago he is between routes?
Yeah.
I just came off spring break last week, was it?
No, that. We haven't had spring break yet.
that's still coming up for you, and I'll get like a week off. Why don't you do that singing you made in your recordings?
What? Oh, surely I'm not that good.
You sound pretty good on the radio, and the radio probably don't do you justice.
Listening to all through his day, I am a man of constant sorrow. I sing sad all my days. KO4WWZ for ID with KO4QLG and KO. Good night. For KO4QLG.
All sounds right. KO4QLG.
I was fixing to say KO4NUE, but he's not in there.
Don't sound like him.
If you hook around his last tag, that'd be an issue.
Don't know if that'd be an issue with him or an issue with me.
Say, if we start acting like Chad, there's something wrong.
That might not necessarily be worse. Might actually be better in a couple of our cases.
Definitely know a lot more about him radio than I do now.
Yes, sir. Same here. He tends to help people out every way he can. And anybody he can.
Best thing about him, he's a really nice guy. He's got 11.
One of these days, maybe we'll be able to return the favor.
I hope so.
We got a high bar to reach.
It's definitely a high bar to reach. I feel like I'm not ever going to get there, but now I am.
There, it'll come one day.
Well, what's your plans for today, Chris?
I'm going to get some work done in the shop. On the computer, on paper, and on the workbench.
Where do you work at, Chris?
Work for myself.
Hey, copy that. Yeah, I called yesterday trying to contact you on the landline, but somebody picked up the phone and said that you had left your phone at the shop.
On the door about 2 minutes after you hung up, because I realized that I left my phone up there. I had to make a special trip all the way back to get it.
That's not good. Where's your shop at? Do you need picking Liberty?
Was in Liberty. The shop that I left my phone at was in Pickens. I've been trying to save fuel because of these fuel prices, and it don't work out too good when you have to make special trips for absent-mindedness.
Thanks when you forget things. I do it all the time.
Yeah, I've been doing it worse and worse the older I get. Starting to see what my mama said about getting old ain't fun.
KO4NUE. You haven't seen my sledgehammer, have you? I'm pretty sure I had it up at the shop yesterday.
Forgetting things?
Like he's forgetting too. And if you'll give me just a minute, I'll go check right quick because I remember where we was working.
NUE clear.
For QLG. General, I'm going to step out here a minute and try to sledgehammer. I'll be clear with you here on your final.
Copy that. I'll be clear as well. 10-3 KO 4 WWC clear.